Okay, hi everyone. Welcome to the Solar and Storage Market Series. My name is Kyle Pease. I'm a sales and design engineer here at Renvue. Today we're going to be hearing from Growatt's marketing manager, Tyler Young, and his team about their new commercial hybrid inverters and batteries. I think this is going to be a good one. I recall previously Tyler giving a technical commissioning presentation from their lab. This is something I really do appreciate coming from a wind and solar O&M background myself. Before we dive in, and while we're waiting for more people to join, I'll give a little background about Renvue as well as some of the products and services we offer. Renvue is a US-based solar equipment distributor. We've been in the industry for over 12 years, and we currently have fulfillment facilities in California, New Jersey, and Texas. Our sales staff all have technical backgrounds within solar and engineering to provide you with the best sales service. So, a few products quickly spotlight here, and we'll share these links in the chat. We're offering a full line of solar converters from the 5K to the 68K. We also offer the full line of Fortress Power inverters and batteries. Right now, if you buy Fortress eVolt Max or some of the home grid stacks, we can, along with a Solark 15K or Fortress 12K, we offer 15 free Hyperion 400-watt black-on-black Tier-1 modules. We also have options for 10% off large commercial 550 watt bifacial modules from Zenshine. I think we can also do Tailsun and Hyperion if you buy a Solark 30K or 60K or a Selectria 25 to 60K three phase inverter. We'll be offering similar deals with Growatt as well. We also have the new Blicker T gaskets and 200 foot rolls of 1/8, 3/16, and 1/2 inch gap sizes, which have been very popular recently. We also have Lumen indoor and outdoor smart panels on the shelf. This is a solution for avoiding a costly upgrade of your main panel and to give your more granular control of your valuable storage. As always, we have very competitive pricing with Enphase microinverters. And of course, we offer the full Growatt lineup as well. This month, we're offering $250 off every 5K you spend with us. Email us at info@renvue.com or see the webinar follow-up email with more info on those. Here is our snapshot of our bulk price list for buying modules in large volumes. We're sharing a link in the chat to this page. It's a good one to bookmark if you're in Starlight or looking to re-up your inventory, or if you have a large commercial project in the works. We update it regularly so you can stay up to date with our latest deals for bulk orders. One handy thing here is the fourth column, which has the SKU and dimensions with the data sheet hyperlinked on each of those, so you can easily confirm the details on each module if you're needing an exact fit. One last item before we get started, our solar design and quote tool. I'm going to jump over to our website here. So on our website, make sure you're logged in before you get started. If you aren't logged in, there's a little registration link there. Just need your name, email, and a shipping address to be able to calculate shipping on the quotes you generate. So solar design and quote tool, you'll see it's this hyperlinked image just below on the homepage here. Click on that and the tool will load. On the start page, you can select from a full system or a subset if you already have solar panels or inverters, for instance. Next page, you'll select your panels. We actually just sold through these Tailsuns and S4As. We do have lots of Hyperion 400, 405, 395 watt, as well as these Canadian mod or commercial modules as well. Once you've made your module selection, you'll go onto the racking page. You can choose between pitch roof, flat roof, carport, and ground mount. Under each of these racking options, there's also a sub option. And pitch roof here, you can choose between comp shingle, Spanish tile, flat tile, metal roof. Flat roof, you can choose between ballasted and penetrating. Same with ground mount. And then there's also the carport option. I think this is a really cool thing. You can choose a carport with the number of spaces you want to cover and get a full quote for that structure. If you're not sure about the materials as you're making your selections here, you can click on any of these and it will link to a news page. You won't lose your page there. It'll actually link a separate page where you can read about the item. Blicker just released a new installation video of that carport there. It's pretty neat. I highly recommend you go check it out. And you can also see any published documents from the manufacturer as well. And that's on each of those item pages. Let me jump back to the previous page here. There we are. Okay, so we're going to look at just a pinch roof, comp shingle. We'll go with two rows of let's say 2 rows of 9. And I like to leave them in portrait whenever possible. It's more efficient for racking material and minimizes the number of roof penetrations for the array area. You can also choose your roof attachment style, in this case, FlashFoot 2 or the Halo Ultra Grip. If you don't know what that is, again, you can go click on that and check it out. It's pretty neat. As you make your selections, you'll see the pricing change in the column here with the total at the bottom, so you can get an idea of the different price options depending on your selections. Final option on the racking page is to use your rail duty as well as rail and clamp color, and you'll get a little sketch with the approximate dimensions of the array. Right there. Once you're done with the racking, onto the inverters page, you can choose between microinverters, optimizers, and string inverters. In this case, with string inverters, you can choose between single phase and three phase 208 and 480 volt. We do have GrowWatt Min series up on the single phase, and we should have the WIT up on those three phase shortly. So you can check. A different which inverter you need for your system size. It conveniently has the DC to AC wattage there or ratio there to get an optimal inverter sizing for your system. And choose your battery. And then once you make your selections there, the final bit is the MLPEs. You can choose between a rapid shutdown device or an optimizer. Once you've finalized your selections on the inverters page, you can choose to add some spare panels. I do recommend this. We oftentimes get requests for replacement panels several years down the line after a system's been installed, and it's really hard to find direct replacements. The modules keep updating in technology and dimensions as well. So that's something to keep in mind there. You can also add balance of system components, PV labels, the Lumen Smart Panel, and if you need an EV charger, you can do that as well. You'll see the GrowWatt 50 amp Thor populate there. Once you finalize your selections, you'll see the final page with the full bill of materials. If you need to change any of that, you can go back, no problem there. If you want to save this, hit generate a project, email me a quote. You'll get a copy of this in a PDF in your email, along with a quote number. You can respond to that email if you have any questions or need any adjustments. And we do monitor these quotes, and we proactively reach out when we have configuration suggestions, availability concerns, or any applicable promotions that might be of interest for your design. We'll reach out, so be on the lookout for that. All right. Jump back to the presentation here. Alrighty. So if you have any questions about these products or about Grot while Tyler and his team are presenting, we do encourage you to ask in the Q&A section. We'll get to these questions at the end of the webinar during the Q&A session. You can also email our sales team at info@renvu.com for more information and pricing. This webinar is being recorded, and we'll send you a link in a follow-up email. We also have all of our recordings of previous webinars on the RenVu YouTube channel. Without further ado, I'll hand it over to Tyler and his team.
Right on. Thanks a bunch, Kyle. Much appreciated. And it's always great to see your solar quoting program on the Renvu website. It makes it super easy to just get a quote, see what the exact prices are going to be. I honestly don't see that a lot across the industry. So that's very cool that you guys are offering that. And I love that you demo it all the time. Also, thanks to Peyton for helping us join the webinar and do all these webinars. You guys have a ton of webinars I've learned from other companies and checked out some competitors' products in that way. Always fun to see. So, my name's Tyler. I'm in the marketing team on GrowWatt. I'm here with some of my colleagues, Lucas Gallant, who's going to present after me our SPH CNI solution, light CNI SPH solution. I'll be doing a product overview and just a general what GrowWatt is, what we do. Luke will do our residential hybrid residential slash SPI solution, SPH, the 10K. Then Boris will give sort of the bulk of our commercial and industrial product presentation on the WIT inverter, which we have behind me, and then the APX commercial battery system as well. Fermin is also here to help do some Q&A and answer Q&A in the chat during the presentation. So feel free to ask questions. And also after, we'll be doing like a 10-minute Q&A as well. And towards the end, after Boris is finished with the CNI WIT presentation, we may do a live commissioning as well, just to show you how easy it is to actually commission even our CNI products along with our residential products. It's the same application and very straightforward. So with that being said, I'll go ahead and jump into the presentation, sort of about GrowWatt, product overview. I can share my screen here. Okay, hopefully you guys can see that.
Yes, we can.
Great, thanks, Luke. So this is our smart energy storage solutions and product training from GrowWatt. And if any of you are interested, if you are installers, this would qualify for NABCEP credits. So if you participate in the NABCEP program and you need those recertification credits to keep up with your membership, feel free to reach out to either Peyton or myself, and we can get you NABCEP certified for the hour or two that we're offering here today. So our business focus at GrowWatt is in four categories, PV inverters, energy storage, EV chargers, and smart energy management. We've had sustainable growth over the last 13 years we've been in business. Currently, we have over 1.9 million cloud users. We have a 3.1 million annual inverter production capacity at our facility in China, and we recently opened a new facility in Vietnam as well for manufacturing. Our products are installed in 180 countries, and we have more than 5,500 employees. 1,000 of those are R&D and research and engineering. And of course, we invest a large percentage into reinvestment into further R&D. So here's our advanced manufacturing facility in China, 3.1 million inverter production capacity, and 400,000 battery packs annually as well. Highly automated, very efficient and up to date. Same thing with our new facility in Vietnam as well, which is not at capacity because we just needed more production capacity at our China facility. So we decided to open up another in Vietnam. So far been going very well. Here's our global presence. As you can see, we have offices in all of these regions, and this allows our products to be installed in those 180 plus countries. Here's some of our US GrowWatt team members. We have field application engineers, which includes Boris and Fermin on the call here. Some of our sales representatives, Luke is there in Ohio, and we have project managers, and I'm on the marketing team. As you can see, we have a larger team here in Los Angeles, where our warehouse is. And I am actually currently in our warehouse, so if you hear any forklift noises or rework noises, please don't mind those. So across the globe, we are a number one residential inverter supplier in the world, and we are a top four PV inverter supplier as well. We're very proud of this, and we're happy to lead with this in every conversation we go into. We make good products for a great price at the end of the day. Some of our milestone history: founded in 2011 in Shenzhen. We quickly launched a 5,000 watt inverter and brought those to the US and the UK, and Australia was one of our larger markets in the early days as well, and still is to this day. 2015, we launched our residential energy storage solutions. And 2017, we became ranked among the top 10 global inverter suppliers, according to Frost & Sullivan. And we've since, from 2017 till today, bumped that up to number one, which is amazing to see. 2018, we launched our very popular off-grid products and some micro storage solutions. And then 2022, we launched our portable power station products, which are direct-to-consumer. And one of our first direct-to-consumer businesses with top-of-the-line specs for products that are portable, like for camping, RVs, things like this, in addition to our inverter and obviously CNI market, which we're here to talk about today. GrowWatt's mission overall is to build the world's largest intelligent, sustainable energy ecosystem for humankind. And a bit about the Renvu GrowWatt partnership. As Kyle mentioned, we did do a previous webinar, so you can find that webinar here at this link, and we'll make the PowerPoint available to you after. But you can see on the Renvu website, and in a few weeks, our website will also contain all of the webinars that we've done. So check out our residential webinar in addition to this CNI-focused webinar. Current product availability at Renvu, they've got our MIN inverter and our APX high-voltage battery system. They've got our Level 2 residential EV charger And they recently brought online our WIT commercial inverter, which is right behind me, and our APX commercial battery system that goes along with that. In the future, they're looking to, or we hope anyways, that they may bring on our SPH residential / commercial inverter, which Luke is going to talk about in a few minutes here, and our level 3 40 kilowatt EV DC charger as well. So I'm going to go ahead and give a product overview of what we sell here at GrowWatt. Our bread and butter MINTL-XHUS inverter. It's got several capacities from 3,000 up to 11.4 kilowatt. Smart app control, of course, 15-minute quick commissioning, which I can also demonstrate on the APX commercial. Very low RMA rate, which I think is amazing. We're getting very few returns of broken product or people don't understand it, don't know how to commission it or things like that. So it's very reliable. It's got a NEMA 4X rating, so it's dustproof, waterproof, and can be installed outdoors. 10-year product warranty, dark start operation, partial and whole home backup with that 200 amp pass-through, DC-AC ratio up to 2.0, and supports multiple communication protocols. To pair with our MIN inverter, this is the SYN transfer switch, whole home backup power, 200 amp, 0.5 millisecond switch time, and a diesel generator availability as well. This is the APX high voltage battery system that integrates with the MIN and SYN. And this is an introduction to our SPH 10K inverter. Again, dustproof, waterproof. It's got a built-in integrated transfer switch, supports 120, 208, and 240 volts split phase output, NEMA 4X rating, so it's dustproof, waterproof, and again, supports a larger varieties of generators and can be paralleled to up to 6 units and with a huge battery capacity, up to 160 or even 320 kilowatt hours. This is the ALP battery, 48 volt, that pairs with the SPH. And Luke is going to talk about this a little bit more in depth soon here. So some of our off-grid products. This is the SPF 3000 to 3500. We also have a 5000 watt model, 110, 120 single phase output, very lightweight, very affordable. This is actually one of our leading products around the world just because it's so reliable and very cost effective for a lot of people installing it. Very similar, our 6,000 and 12,000 model. Several different generator inputs on these as well, makes them very popular for off-grid usage. And our AXE battery, which all of our batteries come in 5 kilowatt modular setups. So our EV chargers, we have two EV chargers. Our AC EV charger, which is currently available at Renvu, and the DC EV charger, which is actually a new product announcement that I'm going to be talking about soon here. These are the specs for both of those. 7 to 12 kilowatt AC residential charger, and then the DC EV charger, 40 kilowatt level 3 fast charger. And Boris will get into the WIT 28 to 55 and 50 to 100 kilowatt inverters. There's a few different models of these depending on what your needs are, and the APX CNI battery system that goes along with it. Here we have our entire 2024 product lineup. You can see our inverters on the side, EV charger for residential, our off-grid products in the top center here, low voltage inverter, residential and off-grid, CNI EV charger, high voltage battery, CNI APX WIT system, low voltage battery to match the SPH, and our portable products down at the bottom there. So this is a new product announcement for this webinar here. Recently at RE Plus, the trade show, we demoed our 40 kilowatt DC EV charger. So this is a level 3 fast charger, allowing most EVs to charge up in about 1.25 hours, 750 volts DC output, NEMA 4X design, so it can be installed in commercial applications, outdoors, for large residences. It's got two chargers on either side, and large residences, rural or commercial applications. We see a lot of our distributors actually looking to install this EV charger at their distribution location just for their employees. I think it's really common for places to need an EV charger for employees now as EVs become more popular. So this is just a brief introduction of level 2 and level 3 charging. Ours are down here at the bottom. Both convert the DC to AC, and then our DC charger does not use the onboard charger, so it has its own charging device that will charge the EV directly. And the AC EV charger is going to use the onboard charger for the vehicle. So with the new 40 kilowatt DC EV charger, it really is getting into commercial applications. It matches the needs of multiple power range homes. So if you have two EVs that need to be charged at the same time, and you're going to want that faster charge time of instead of 5 to 7 hours, that's going to be charging overnight, maybe you want to charge up in an hour and a half with your Tesla or Cybertruck or Rivian or whatever it might be. Both of our EV chargers and all of our products in the products line, we're getting into the smart home management system here. They offer remote control monitoring and real-time monitoring, over-the-air updates, and are compatible with a lot of smart home functionality, turning off the EV when you need the power, for example. There are three ways, typically on most of our products, to connect to the internet, 4G, LAN, or Wi-Fi. All are protected from lightning, over-temperature protection, short circuit, over-voltage DC, emergency stop voltage as well. So the PV linkage mode for our EV chargers allows you to basically use surplus solar energy to charge your EV. And that's what most people want to do. They want a free charging EV. And the manual boost mode allows them, if they just get home, they can put it in manual boost mode under the PV linkage mode to get a fast charge right when they get home if they want to possibly go out soon after that. Smart boost mode allows you to set a certain kilowatt hour that you want the battery to be charged by a certain time. And of course, multiple working modes. You can add a CT to the EV charger line if needed, and you can avoid sort of overloading your main panel. The EV charger can, both of our EV chargers can dynamically shut down the charging if you are going to go over voltage on your panel. Of course, you can build a charging station in a few different ways, whether it's Wi-Fi based or RFID based, and monitoring for the EV charger in a commercial setting on our OSS system, the same system as our inverters use. So I think I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Luke to go over our SPH10K. Which has some CNI applications as well. So I'll go ahead and stop sharing here, and I believe Luke can start sharing.
Yes, perfect. Thank you, Tyler. Let me pull up my screen here. You guys able to see this presentation now?
Yep, we can see it. It's full screen.
All right, perfect. So as Tyler mentioned, I'm going to give you guys a brief introduction to our SPH hybrid inverter as a CNI solution. And overall, this presentation with Renvu is primarily focused on our CNI products. So I'm going to hit this fairly quickly because, as Tyler mentioned, our SPH is primarily a residential product, but it has some key features that enable it to be used in certain small CNI applications. So I'm going to give an introduction to what some of those applications would look like for using the SPH. And then Boris will get into a more in-depth presentation on our WIT and APX commercial three-phase products. So our SPH 10000 TLHUUS is relatively new to the US. It was officially CEC listed in June. So we have been selling and installing them for a few months now in the US. And ourselves and a number of customers have been really excited about this product. So it can support up to 15,000 watts PV power. And it has three MPP trackers, which can each support two strings up to 22 amps. Nominal AC output power is 10,000 watts. Max output current is 50 amps. However, this inverter can be put in parallel up to six units in on-grid and off-grid mode. So you can go up to 60,000 watts or 300 amps. Efficiency is over 97%. Charging, discharging current, 200 amps with just a single unit. And then the backup power in off-grid mode is also 10,000 watts. And then it has the built-in ATS with UPS transfer time of less than 10 milliseconds. So overall, there's a lot of features all in this one piece of hardware. It has split phase 120, 240 output, as well as it's capable of doing three phase 120, 208 volt output when you have at least two units in parallel, which I will show on the next slide and is really what enables this product to be used in small CNI applications. But this product can also be used for AC coupling, for example, for retrofitting to pre-existing PV-only systems where you're looking to add storage. It also has built-in generator integration function, PCS for busbar protection. It supports Wi-Fi and 4G communication. It has all needed UL certifications. As I mentioned, it's CEC listed and it's IP65 and NEMA 4 rated. So indoor and outdoor, dustproof, waterproof. It has the multiple different voltages support, easy to install and commission from the front touchscreen or the app. Integrated APS, RSD transmitter, remote over-the-air up function updates, flexible operating modes, which we can get into in a moment. Ability to scale for whole home backup configurations or small CNI applications, AC smart load. This inverter, different from some of our other standard products, is compatible with other third-party battery manufacturers. And there's also the optional RGM integration for people who are doing a lot of PPA style contracts. So here's an example diagram of what a system application could look like using the SPH. As mentioned, you only need this one piece of hardware, and you can support PV, batteries, generator, as well as whatever on-grid or backup loads you would need to, with the ATS automatic transfer switch built in to transfer between the on-grid and off-grid modes. And of course, all of this can be managed through your phone or through your computer, which I will get to in a moment as well, the Shine Tools commissioning app and the Shine Server fleet monitoring app. So this is what I mentioned of when you use multiple SPH inverters in parallel, of how you can connect them together to build a 120, 208 volt three-phase system. This is what the diagram would look like if you have two inverters in parallel and you're still able to cover all three lines. And this is what it would look like for three inverters in parallel. And you can do up to six. So if you have any questions on how you would use this inverter in parallel or what the diagrams or configurations would look like, feel free to contact either Renvu or GrowWatt, and we're happy to assist in answering those questions. And this is our ALP battery, 48 volts, which is intended to go with the SPH. That's a key spec I forgot to mention on the initial page as well, is the SPH is intended to support 48 volt batteries, compared to our MIN residential inverter, which supports high voltage batteries, primarily our own ARO and APX batteries. And then our CNI inverter that Boris will introduce in a moment, the WIT, also works with high voltage APX commercial batteries. So these are the only one of very few models that we offer of the 48 volt batteries. We had a previous generation called the APX, or sorry, the AXE low voltage batteries, but the ALP are our newest 48 volt modular design, which have completed UL 9540 and UL 9540A. They are still finishing the CEC listing, but it should be completed this month. It was submitted over a month ago, so I think it usually takes about 8 weeks. But as of this month, the ALP batteries will be CEC listed as the SPH inverter already is. And Tyler mentioned these are also outdoor rated, dustproof, waterproof, 5 kilowatt hour modular design. And you can stack these as well as having multiple stacks and multiple banks up to 160 kilowatt hours per SPH inverter. And you could again have up to six of the inverters in parallel. These ALP batteries, in addition to UL 9540A, they also have the optional wall mount bracket, which is also included in the UL 9540A certification. So, for certain applications where there may be spacing or space limitation requirements or lack of fire suppression indoors, you could use wall mount brackets as an alternative option. SPH does have 1.5 DC to AC ratio. So a 10,000 watts inverter can support up to 15,000 watts PV. And 10 kW can be used to power the load while the surplus energy is used to charge the battery. And here's a quick intro to our Shine Tools app, which you can use for commissioning the system. You can download it on the Apple App Store or Google Play. It's called Shine Tools. You download the app. You can either scan the QR code on your product or type in the SN number to locate your product and then begin commissioning your system, which Tyler hopefully can give a quick demonstration of how quick and easy it is if we have enough time at the end. But then you can also do all the smart home energy management and online monitoring of your system as well. And then finally, for larger distributors or EPCs, you can use the Shine server, which would be laptop or desktop based, where you can do entire fleet management and you can have fleets broken up under different customer accounts and manage all of those systems remotely. So, without further ado, I will pass it over to Boris, who's going to give a more in-depth introduction to our WIT and APX three-phase CNI solutions. If you have any other questions on SPH or ALP, please let us know in the chat. Thank you so much.
Hi everyone. My name is Boris, and I'll be looking at the WIT and APX commercial solution we offer here. How's that looking? Looks okay.
Looks very zoomed in.
Oh, is that bad?
Good for me.
Oh, it's good for you? Okay, maybe it's just on my screen.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
Okay,
great.
looks good. Oh,
Okay,
yep, that was
cool.
myself who zoomed in.
So, in this is the general idea of what we're going to be going over. I think I'll only get through the first three slides here. It'll be general introduction, applications, and examples. And then we're going to do a live commissioning. Tyler's going to do that for us over there at the warehouse. So, let's talk about general introduction. This is the WIT and APX system that we offer. On the left is the APX, it's a modular lithium iron phosphate battery. Each module is 14 kilowatt hours, and the product ranges from 86 to 200 kilowatts when stacked. There is a single BMS that controls both stacks. So if you have, you can do one stack or two, as long as you're within those constraints of 86 to 200 kilowatt hours. On the right is the WIT. It's our hybrid inverter. And we have two series of inverter for this product. We have 28 to 55 kilowatts, which is broken up into a range. So there's product for 28, 35, 42, and 55. And that's a 208 volt three phase output. And then we have 50 to 100, which also has segments, and that's a 480 volt output. Both of these can be configured in three phase, three wire, or four wire, whichever one is appropriate for the project. 60 hertz, they're indoor, outdoor rated. Yeah, IP66 ratings on those. They can work on grid and off grid. I'll get into that a little bit more later, but in essence, everything that we saw with the SPH, where it has all the internal or every component pulled in, the same is true for the WIT. So we really tried to make this a one component for everything and try to reduce all the extra third-party equipment necessary. It's UPS capable, so the transfer time is 16 millisecond, and you can parallel it six sets in on-grid and three sets in off-grid mode. So, for example, if you need 300 kilowatts off-grid, we can support that with three of the 100 kilowatt WITs. Just to show an example of what the installation looks like, this is an example outdoor installation. In this one, we built an enclosure around the equipment, but it's not really necessary. The only thing that we request for an outdoor install is an awning of some kind, just to protect against solar loading, direct solar loading. You'll see on this system that it has an inverter, battery system, number one, number two, and number one. There's an AC combiner box, which is external, just for connecting all your outputs. And your SCMX is a smart energy manager, which is completely optional. That's only if something like if you want a Modbus TCP output, you can use one of these to get that. And then the solar panels obviously are shown on the roof. Just like the SPH, we tried to remove all the extra components that you need. So in this solution, we have the ATS, all the controls, and we have internal MPPTs connected directly into the inverter. The connections are made with MC4 standard connectors, and you have up to two strings connection on each MPPT. Each WIT size has a different number of MPPTs. So, for example, the 100 kilowatt has 10 separate MPPTs, just to try to get it a little bit more optimized. With regards to communications, just a quick overview, we offer LAN Wi-Fi 4G with a plug-in dongle. We have Modbus RTU communication over RS-485, 485, standard on every WIT. We're also happy to share the Modbus register map with an NDA. We have generator start and stop function built into the inverter, so for completely off-grid with a backup generator kind of applications, we can support that and manage it so that our inverter is the primary. The batteries have a max charge and discharge rate of C over 2. So for the APX 200 kilowatt hour unit, the max charge and discharge is 100 kilowatts. And then when you go down to the smaller ones like the 86, then the max is 43. So we just show this chart. This is something that we'll share with everybody after the presentation, but it's a good little reference to show which inverters are optimal with which batteries. For example, you can use the WIT 55 kilowatt inverter with an 86 kilowatt hour battery, but you'll be reducing your rate on that to 43 kilowatts, which is the max on the battery. So a little bit of derating in like off-grid application. We'll talk about some applications. These are kind of like the standard applications. Just want to show that the unit can really do just about everything. We have applications where this is being used for all of these. So we have self-consumption, peak shaving, time of use, and demand charge applications all being incorporated. We have something that I didn't mention. Everything we stock in the US is the HU model. The HU model has all the ports available to it. So it has, and maybe I'll show this later, but it has the port for grid connection, UPS load output, PV, and energy storage. If you just want something that's time of use with no PV, we have a model for that as well. And it's the A model, but it's not currently being stocked, so there's a longer lead time on that unit. The HU can do all of these applications, and I'll go to the next slide just to show some other ones. Can do all these applications on its own. And if you don't want to use them, then you just don't have to plug it in, and we can configure all of that through our Shine Tools software. Okay. And then I think the most important thing to show is kind of some system examples. And this is just to get an idea of what kind of applications the WIT is made to go into. And I think you'll see that it's pretty versatile. It kind of is able to do just about everything within its power range. So this is what a system diagram looks like. I think this is really good to kind of just see it and understand everything we're talking about. This is an HU model shown. I'm sorry, this is an H or HU model. The U stands for UPS. So in this application, this is completely on grid with no backup load. And that's okay. You can use the H or the HU model. It has PV connection directly into the inverter, energy storage directly to the inverter, has a grid port connected to it. The only extra piece of equipment that we need if we want to do any kind of grid interaction, so export limitation, as an example, is an external meter that we can supply. And then there is no load on this. You can see that we can do this in parallel installation as well. And the only thing that changes on a parallel installation is you have an extra inverter, extra batteries, et cetera. And then instead of the meter, we replace that component with what we call a smart energy manager. And that's our SEMX, which is shown in the top right there. The SEMX just does some balance controls between the inverters and just kind of monitors all the downstream inverters to make sure that they're all happy with each other. In this configuration, since it's purely on grid, we have a 6 inverter maximum. So this could go up to 600 kilowatts. And yeah, and oh, and something I didn't mention, just like with the SPH, this is a two, we have a 2-to-1 PV to AC output ratio. So for example, this one you can do 1 megawatt of solar if you'd like to get up there. Here's another example of a completely, I'm going to say it's an on-grid system with battery backup. So everything looks the same as before, except now we have an extra primary load that's connected to the load port of the WIT. In the event of a grid loss, our unit will automatically disconnect from the grid and keep load on the load port only. So there is no power on the grid port. If you want it to turn off with the grid, you can just connect it to the grid port. You can have your, and that's what we call our secondary load. If you want it to remain powered on throughout the life of the batteries, then you can put it on the load port and it will keep the unit powered on. A lot of times we get questions about the bypass breaker we show here. The bypass breaker is just for maintenance. So if you want to disconnect the WIT but keep the unit powered on, you can do that with the bypass breaker. And then we show here, which is the same exact thing as before, but in parallel. Here we have an external generator backup. So in case you want extra backup, we can support that as well. You just need an extra ATS. So basically, this is you want to use the same situation as before, but keep a generator on for when your batteries are dying, and we can support that as well. And then parallel application. And then the last one that I'll show, I think, is a little like a microgrid. This is a completely off-grid solution with a generator as backup. If you want the unit to run entirely off PV, you can configure it that way. And then when you need to, you can turn the generator on. And the same thing, but in parallel, so for higher power. I think I'll hand it over here to Tyler for live commissioning demo.
Sure, right on. Thank you, Boris.
Yeah, let me stop
So yeah,
sharing.
I'm just going to go ahead and demo with our live working test unit in our lab here, the WIT HU model and the APX commercial battery right next to it. So I'm just going to demo how easy it is to commission the system when you are installing it on site. So that's going to be all through our mobile application, and I'm going to come around here and show you just my phone directly on the screen. So hopefully you guys can see my phone all right here. These are the three applications that GrowWatt offers: the MyGrow application for portable power stations, the Shine Phone application for usually residential, consumer, customer, end user monitoring, and then Shine Tools, which is largely the installer and commissioning application. So we'll go ahead and open up Shine Tools here. I'm already logged in, but if you want to get set up as an installer with an OSS account, you can just reach out to us. We have an SOP on doing that. So to commission the WIT over there, I'm going to go ahead and select direct Wi-Fi Bluetooth connection. And you can see, you can choose from several of our different products here, our MIN, our SPH, or the WIT. So those are all right there, and you can just select WIT-HU. And I'm going to go scan the QR code on the side of the unit now. So as you can see, the serial number is automatically populated right into the phone there. So now it is connecting. And once we get connected here, it's here's the real-time data. You can see the live generation, discharged, imported from grid. So we have generated from PV a total of 1.2 kilowatts today, which is great. Current power, it's currently using almost 500 watts. So first thing, when you get logged into the application here, I would probably go to the device information settings, see if there is a firmware upgrade, and oftentimes you will be prompted for a firmware upgrade if it needs it and you log in directly. So we're on the current version. It'll tell you the version here or the target version if you do need to upgrade. You can go to the quick settings, and typically this is also going to be one of the first things you're going to want to do. You go to the network type, and again, you can select Wi-Fi or 4G or LAN configuration. Some of the system settings. Of course, you can power on and off. You can select the grid frequency, the PV input mode. There is a pre-PTO mode as well if you need a regulatory approval before you turn the inverter or the battery on and connect it to the grid. And then you can set the EMS modes as well. The charge power ratio or the minimum SOC, the maximum SOC, if you want to preserve the battery life, things of this nature. And that's about it. You can see the device information and the current voltage that you're getting from solar. But it really is that easy. The same thing goes basically for our residential MIN inverter or our low voltage SPH 10K as well. That is about it. I think that covers our WIT and APX. There's actually two stacks of batteries here. So minimum 81 kilowatt hours, but there are two stacks of batteries here with our WIT and APX commercial battery system. If you guys have any questions, please post them in the chat or feel free to ask them now. Otherwise, I may turn it over to Kyle.
You can email into us at info@renvu.com. This webinar is recorded and we'll send you a follow-up link in a follow-up email. And thank you guys for all attending.
Yeah, thank you guys. Much appreciated. Thanks for hosting.
Wonderful. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Tyler. Talk to you guys soon.
See you guys.